Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we are back. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and to talk about how big of a health concern breast cancer remains among women and what kinds of progress has been made in the fight against this cancer, I'm joined by Vicki Rakowski. She's the Chief Operating Officer at the American Cancer Society Great Lakes Division. Thank you for joining me, Vicki.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Now, when you look at the threat to women's health that breast cancer currently is, how does it rank among the myriad of concerns that they face?
Well, it's one of the, it's the leading cause of cancer in women. About 8,000 cases we can expect to see this year in the state of Michigan, and out of that, about 1,300 women are expected to die of the disease.
And how far have we come in terms of the survival rate for women who are diagnosed with breast cancer?
Well, we've come a long ways. In fact, the overall mortality rates or death rates of breast cancer have been going down about 2% a year for the last few years. Unfortunately, we could speed that up, except for one simple thing, and that is not enough women getting mammograms when they should.
Now, a mammogram, does that remain really the only way to detect any kind of breast cancer?
It's not the only way, but it's still the best way that we have right now. So for women who are 40 and over, average risk, in other words, they don't have a high risk, meaning a mother or a sister who's been diagnosed with breast cancer, a mammogram is the best tool we have. There are other tools now that are available for women who are particularly under 40 or at higher risk that we would also want to employ. But in general, mammograms.
A mastectomy must be one of the most frightening aspects of confronting breast cancer, beyond, of course, the fear of death. How frequently is the removal of one or both breasts part of treating breast cancer?
Well, there's a lot of, thought going into a treatment plan. Let me just say this. For women who have mammograms regularly, and we can find their breast cancer in its earliest stage, meaning stage one or less, the chance of having less treatment is there, plus longer survivorship opportunity, meaning you don't necessarily have to have a mastectomy. You can instead have a lumpectomy with follow-up treatment.
There's so many assertions online on the reasons and the causes for breast cancer. Now, I know one of the theories is that having a child early in life reduces the risk of breast cancer. Is that in fact true?
Well, there's several different risk factors out there, and no one single risk factor is in itself a cause for alarm. And I wouldn't want people to go make choices about having children prior to 30 just because they think it's protective. What you have to look at is the entire hormone history of a woman and their risk. So, for example, children before 30, whether you breastfed, when you started your menses, when you went into menopause, that entire history is very relevant in your risk of breast cancer. It's a hormonal history. A more significant history is really whether women have first-degree relatives. That definitely puts you in a different risk category, and that's like a sister or a mother.
I see. And how, now, if you do, in fact, have a sister or mother that has had or has breast cancer, what are your chances of getting that yourself then?
Well, they're certainly much more significant. We know that there's a couple of genetic markers out there that we're aware of and that we can test for. However, of all the population of women who get breast cancer, only about 10% actually carry those genes. So it's what we don't know yet on how many other genes maybe we haven't yet discovered. But if you have a mother or sister who's been diagnosed with breast cancer, particularly in their younger ages, below age 50, you're at a pretty high risk, and you want to talk to your physician about what else you might do to be diligent about testing.
I see. I'm talking to Vicki Rakowski, Chief Operating Officer of the Michigan Cancer Society Great Lakes Division. And we're talking about the fact that it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month and some of the things that you need to know about breast cancer. It's been in the news, of course, that hormone therapy after menopause may increase the chance of breast cancer. Is there any research that confirms that?
Absolutely. And again, that's part of the history that you want to talk to your physician. What is your hormonal history? And there is some definite evidence that things such as estrogens, hormone replacement therapy, some of those have made an increase in breast cancer. And in fact, with a decline in utilizing those medications, we've seen a decline in the number of breast cancers.
I see. So that's, in fact, something that should be avoided if you have a high risk of breast cancer due to your heredity.
Well, certainly talk about it with your physician, and they can determine whether you really need to have any of these things, or is there a limited utilization for you, particularly where hormone replacement therapy has been used in women who've had to have their ovaries removed for other reasons, or they've gone into menopause and are experiencing really difficult symptoms. So it can be used for short term and whatever, but you really want to have that conversation before you make that choice.
Other than genetics, are there lifestyle risks that are known to be most impactful on the chances of getting breast cancer?
Well, that's a great question, because one of the things we continue to try to figure out is, what can we do to be healthy to help prevent some of these cancers? So what we do know is that not having a healthy weight, being overweight or obese, does contribute to your risk of breast cancer. So what do we tell women? Can it be protective if you lose a ton of weight today? We don't know. But we do know maintaining a healthy weight is important. So get exercise, at least 30 minutes of moderate exercise a day. Try to keep your weight within a normal BMI range, and talk to your physician about what your BMI is, or you can go online and check that out. And also, eat healthier, more fruits and vegetables, less red meat, less fat, all can contribute to being more protective. And certainly, there's nothing wrong with doing any of those, and the fact that you can help with other disease problems too.
Assertions like the use of underarm antiperspirants, that they have anything to do with the potential of increasing the risk of breast cancer, is there any truth to that?
Absolutely not. There's no evidence whatsoever, and that has been an internet roundabout. It's gone around. I can't tell you how many times people continue to send me that thing, because it just keeps in the internet phase. No evidence whatsoever. And what I would say, if something doesn't quite sound right, you hadn't heard it, your physician hasn't talked about it, if it hasn't been published in a peer-reviewed journal, meaning the New England Journal of Medicine or JAMA or one of those, there's also, you look at websites to sort of debunk those myths, or call the American Cancer Society, and we'll give you the real skinny on it. Not these random things. They sound scientific, they're not.
When you say that hormone levels are the primary concern when it comes to breast cancer, are you saying that if you have a very high estrogen level for a long period of time, the chance of breast cancer is larger then?
No, it's really about those who get replacement therapy. So if you've dropped your normal estrogen levels, and so you've been given medication to take artificial estrogen, if you will, that's where we're very diligent about paying attention to whether we should do that or not. We've eliminated a lot of hormone replacement therapy out of just routine treatment for menopausal. We really try to look at more natural ways of supporting you through those symptoms. So it's not about just how much hormones you have. It's about how you use them and what your hormone history is, what your family history is. So it's really about saying, okay, who are you and your use and your life, what's happened, that we understand what your risk is.
And at this point in 2011, if a woman goes and breast cancer is detected at a very early point, does she have like a 99% chance of surviving that?
Absolutely. 5 years. So we find it early, your chance of surviving is 98% and beyond 5 years to a normal lifespan. When we find it at a late stage, meaning it's beyond the breast, it's gone to other organs, your chance of surviving it decreased immensely. We're talking in the 20% then, and that is not something we want to hear. I mean, so many times we could have avoided that just by simply following a regular screening schedule.
The 30 seconds, what's the primary reason why women don't get mammograms today?
I think there's so many, but I think one of them is we just don't perceive our own risk. We may be confused about what we need to do. and we're just kind of lazy sometimes. We don't put ourselves first. We take care of so many other people. And what we should do is, and why we use October as Breast Cancer Awareness Month is to say, hey, if I haven't had my mammogram already, make that appointment.
Vicki Rakowski.
Take care of ourselves.
Understood. Vicki Rakowski, Chief Operating Officer at the American Cancer Society Great Lakes Division. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much for helping us get important messages out.
Excellent.